Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
Hey there, guys. My name is Anonymous, and I'm going to be bringing another cast for you to introduce you to an app called LookTel VoiceOver Tutorial. I have done a cast on this before, but that was when they had the LookTel VoiceOver Tutorial number one. And with this recent release, they just came out with a tutorial number two that is also included within the same app itself. So this review is basically going to go over and how to use tutorial number two on the LookTel VoiceOver Tutorial app. It is a free app by the company LookTel. They are a great company and it's fantastic to use for those newbies out there that have never used their iOS devices ever in their life. This is a great way to learn how to use many different gestures that you'll be needing through your VoiceOver journey and learning of your device. And this is one way of learning how to get those gestures down. I wanted to do this podcast because I felt that when I was going through it, and if I was new to this, there was a lot of information to digest and have to learn through this. So I thought maybe it would help with some people out there that would like to hear the podcast first before they take their journey down with the tutorial, and so they can get a better understanding what they will be doing through the tutorial itself. So just try to get some steps down and try to teach you by voice. Sometimes that's always the best thing for me to do because there is a lot to digest in the first two tutorials. All right. Well, without further ado, some of the things I like to do to get out of the way before we start. The app itself is called LookTel VoiceOver Tutorial, and to spell that, it is LookTel, that's one word. And then there's VoiceOver, which is also one word. VoiceOver. And then, of course, the last one is Tutorial, TutorIAL. And again, you can find that in the App Store for free. If you need help, don't be shy. Make sure you can ask a friend or a family member or your teachers to teach you how to download this app so you can use it for yourself. All right, and the other thing is I want to let you know I am using the iPhone 5 using iOS 6.1.4. Okay, now that we got the technical stuff out of the way, let's go ahead and get into the tutorial itself and begin with the lesson. I'm going to go ahead and open up my device.
Slide to unlock. Visually Imp Utility Folder. VO Tutorial.
And then I have just found the app itself, the VO Tutorial. And we're going to go ahead and double tap on this app.
You've got mail.
Single finger double tap to open the app.
VO Tutorial. Welcome back to VoiceOver Tutorials. Since you have completed the first tutorial, you now have two choices. You can repeat the first tutorial to further practice the gestures taught there. Or you can go on to the second tutorial in which we teach even more gestures used by VoiceOver. Choose the tutorial you would like by clicking on one of the two buttons below.
Okay, as you just seen, or just heard for yourself, is that I've already accomplished the first tutorial number one. So it realized that I am here and ready to do tutorial number two. Or you can restart tutorial number one. And what I'm going to do is take one finger and do a flick to the right.
Tutorial one button.
And that gets us to the tutorial number one button. I'm going to flick one more once to the right with one finger flick to the right.
Tutorial two button.
And it gives us the tutorial number two button. And now we're going to do a single finger double tap to start the tutorial number two.
Welcome to part two of the LookTel VoiceOver Tutorial Series. In this exercise, you will learn the double tap and hold gesture. This gesture is sometimes called the pass-through gesture. It has different uses in iOS. One use of this gesture is to arrange the apps on the pages of the iPhone screen. Another use is to delete the apps from your phone. The many uses of this gesture are listed later in this exercise. To practice the double tap and hold gesture, tap your finger twice, anywhere on the screen, and on the second tap, instead of lifting your finger. Keep touching the screen until you hear the app play three ascending tones. This will take approximately a second. You will then hear a chime. VoiceOver will congratulate you for performing the gesture correctly. You may practice the double tap and hold gesture now. Tap the next button when you are ready to continue.
All right, so we gave our first lesson in tutorial number two, and which is a double tap hold. And this is just a one double tap, single finger, and then the second tap you will be holding onto the screen, and you hold it down for about approximately a second before you hear a ding and then a congratulations. So let's go ahead and do that. We're going to do a tap tap, hold on your finger, hold down for a second, and then we should be able to hear a ding. So let's go ahead and do that.
Congratulations, you have just performed the double tap and hold gesture.
So that lesson was pretty simple to use, but our next lesson, it gets a little bit tougher. So at the very top right hand corner of the screen here, we should see the next button.
In this exercise, you next button.
There's our next button.
Go to the next screen.
I'm going to double tap on this, single finger double tap, to go to the next lesson.
In a previous exercise, you practiced the two finger double tap gesture. In this exercise, more two finger gestures are presented. This lesson begins with the two finger single tap gesture. Learning the voiceover two-finger single tap gesture will permit you to pause or resume voiceover speech. To perform this gesture, simply tap the screen anywhere with two fingers at the same time. As with any gesture which uses more than one finger, it is important to be sure that there is a small space between your two fingers as you tap. At the bottom of this screen, there is a button labeled Speak. When this button is tapped, voiceover begins rereading this page. At any time while voiceover is speaking, the two-finger single tap gesture will silence the speech. Repeating the two-finger single tap starts speech from the point where VO paused. There are two additional gestures which may be used to read any text of your choice. Both of these gestures use two fingers. Flicking down with two fingers, anywhere on the screen, will cause VoiceOver to read all of the text starting from where VO is currently focused. Flicking upward with two fingers, anywhere on the screen, causes VoiceOver to read all text from the top of the screen downward. Use the button at the bottom of the screen to start reading this text. Then try these VoiceOver gestures, a two-finger tap to stop speech, then, a two-finger tap to resume reading, or a two-finger flick up or down. Practice these gestures with the text on the screen in different combinations to become comfortable using VoiceOver to read text. When you have practiced enough, tap the next button to continue this lesson. Full stop.
All right. That was a lot to do digest there. So basically what we're going to learn here today is a two-finger double tap on the screen and to stop VoiceOver and then double tap to resume. And then we can do a two-finger swipe down and a two-finger swipe up to do the different type of function, and I will show you what we will be doing. At the bottom of the screen, right above the home button, if you just do a tap right above there,
speak
is the speak button. And what I'm going
to
do is I'm going
to
take
the current page.
I'm going to go ahead and start that by doing a single finger double tap on the speak button. And as it starts talking, I'm going to go let it go for a second, and then I'm going to use the two fingers and then double tap the screen. Now, one thing I do like about the explanation of how to do that, and it's very important to do, is that they want you to space your two fingers apart just a little bit, which is very important because we want the phone or your device to be able to recognize that you are using two fingers and that you're given the command to stop the voiceover speak. So let's go ahead and do this.
Speak button. In a previous exercise, you practiced the two-finger double tap gesture.
And two fingers.
In this exercise, more two
tap, and it will stop voiceover from talking. So that's one way how you can do a two-finger double tap to stop voiceover to speak. The other commands that they have given us are the two gestures, which is the two-finger swipe up and down. And those two will do two different things, as I just stated. The two-finger swipe up will start from the very top part of your screen and read everything from the top left all the way down to the bottom. So let's go ahead and do a two-finger from the bottom of the screen and flick up.
Back button. Next button. In a previous exercise, you practiced the two-finger double tap gesture.
And then I do the two-finger double tap to silence voiceover. So that's what happens. It would read the entire content from top to bottom when you do a two-finger swipe up. Now I'm going to do a two-finger swipe down, and basically anywhere from the screen, you tap onto a certain text or a certain part of the screen that you want to read from that point and downward. All I have to do is tap and two-finger swipe
learning
down.
The voiceover two-finger single tap gesture will permit you to pause or resume voiceover speech.
And then it just so happened to start from that point and started reading downward. And then I did a two-finger double tap to silent voiceover. One thing I want to add to that too that did not mention on here is that sometimes you can also quiet up voiceover by doing a two-finger, just doing a single tap, and that will also silence her from talking. So if I do this, if I tap on the screen anywhere in the middle,
at the bottom
she
of the
starts
screen,
speaking,
there is a button labeled
and I just use two fingers single tap, and that will silence VoiceOver. I know that wasn't part of the lessons here. They basically were just trying to teach us how to use a two-finger double tap and two fingers swiping up and down. So that's pretty much the legit for this second lesson. Let's go into our next lesson, which is my absolutely most favorite part of the tutorial number 2. So let's go on to the next, and the next button is at the top right hand of the corner of the screen.
Next button.
And we'll do a single finger double tap.
Go to the next screen. Welcome to the first chapter of the Looktel VoiceOver Adventure game. In this part of the story, you are exploring the halls of an old and shadowy library. You are looking for an ancient book of maps and legends. You must tap the screen to take steps. This is how you move down each dusty corridor. Tap the screen once with a single finger to move one step. You will find objects as you move through these dark and forbidding halls. When you find an object, VoiceOver will tell you what that object is. You may then pick up the object by touching the screen with three fingers and flicking them upward. You will encounter dusty and rotting doors which you must open to move through the library. Via will tell you of these as you come to them. Some doors will open to the left and some will open to the right. You may open a door to the left by touching the screen with three fingers and flicking left. Touch the screen with three fingers and flick right to open a door which opens to the right. When you find a stairway, touch the screen with three fingers and flick down. This may cause you to ascend the stairway to the floor above. There is only a flicker of hope that you will succeed. Once you find the book you seek, you may leave the library by turning the knob on the large ornate door when you encounter it. When you do this, you will have completed this first part of an unfolding adventure with VoiceOver. Tap the next button to be transported into your adventure, then tap the middle of the screen to begin your journey. Good luck, traveler.
All right, this is my most favorite part of the tutorial number 2, and in this they included this awesome this adventure game through a library, and there again they gave you even more gestures and a lot more for you to digest and what you have to do. So I'm gonna go ahead and go through the quest with you, and just to let you know, I believe the game is in random order, so the game that I have may be a little different from yours, but we still do the same gestures at certain point through the game itself. So I will explain what I'm doing as we go through the game. So first thing it wants us to do is go to the next to begin our game, which is at the top right hand corner.
Next button.
All right, do a single finger
go
double
to the next
tap
screen. Adventure.
All right, we're ready for the game. So to begin the game, you just tap the screen once in the middle. We just tapped it, and we shall start beginning down the hallway of this library. And to do so, as it mentioned before, it wants us to do a single finger tap to walk. And so what you basically have to do to walk, you'll have to keep tapping on the screen to keep walking until we get to an obstacle that will give us direction of what we need to do. So I'm going to do a tap, 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 tap on the screen until we get to an obstacle.
You have come to a door which opens to the right.
All right, we come to a door that opens to the right. So we have to open the door to the right. So basically you have to take your three fingers on the left side of the screen and make sure you have your fingers spaced, and then swipe it to the right side to the screen to open the door. So put your three fingers on the left side and swipe to the right.
A darkened corridor stretches before you.
So we open the door, and now we want to begin walking down the hallway once again through the library by using a single finger tap and tap, tap, tap.
You have found a beautifully ornate scroll.
All right, we found a scroll. In order to pick up the scroll, you're going to have to take a three finger and swipe up to pick up the scroll. So to do this, put three fingers at the bottom of the screen and swipe up.
You now have the ornate scroll.
We just picked up the scroll, and we can begin walking again.
You are at the foot of a long, winding stairway.
And now we have come to a winding stairways. Now, to get to the stairways and how we go up the stairs, we have to take the three fingers at the top of the screen and swipe down. And this will start the process of starting to walk the stairs. Hold on here. There we go.
You find yourself in a long, dimly lit corridor. Long shadows darken the walls to either side of you.
I had difficulties, and once again, what happened to me is I put my fingers too close together, and I didn't recognize I had three fingers. So be sure to have three fingers spaced out enough so it knows that you're doing a swipe down. So we go back to the hallway. We're going to walk down the hallway some more.
You have come to a door which opens to the right.
And once again, we come to a door that opens to the right. And you remember, we took the three fingers on the left side of the screen. Make sure you spread out your fingers and swipe to the right.
You find yourself in a long, dimly lit corridor. Long shadows darken the walls to either side of you.
Let's walk down the hallway some more.
Here, before you, is the book which you seek. The faded ancient leather of its cover is adorned with cryptic symbols and a compass rose.
Bingo, here's our book that we've been seeking for, and we're going to pick it up. So we're going to do a three fingers from the bottom and swipe up.
You now have the ancient book.
Excellent. And we'll start walking down the hallway with a single finger tap and keep tapping until you reach your next destination obstacle.
You have come to a door which opens to the left.
Door that opens from the left. This time, you have to open the door to the left. So we're going to take our three fingers and from the right side, swipe it to the left because we're going to open it to the left. Three fingers from the right side. And
you emerge into one of the many silent, dusty halls of this place.
And double tap your single tap finger.
You have found a small bag of glittering gold coins.
We found some coins. We're going to pick up the coins by doing a three fingers slide up from the bottom to top.
You now have the glittering gold.
Excellent. Well, now we have the gold. Begin walking down. And let's get out of this place.
You are at the foot of a long, winding stairway.
And we're going to go down the stairs. Three fingers from the top of the screen. And three fingers swipe down.
A darkened corridor stretches before you.
Excellent. Now we'll single finger tap.
At last, you have come to the doorway so you may leave the library. The old, well-worn wooden door boasts a large, decorated doorknob which you must turn in order to open the massive door. The heavy door opens to the right.
Alright, so this time the door opens to the right. And once again, remember, each time you play, it's going to randomly generate which door opens from which direction. So the door will always be different each time you come through here. But in this case, no matter what, we have to unlock the door. And in order to do that, we have to do the rotor doorknob gesture. So, if you remember in lesson one, you just take your two fingers spread apart and then rotate to the clockwise as you're turning the doorknob itself. And so, but in my case, I like to use my two thumbs. I put my two thumbs, one thumb on a 9 o'clock position and one thumb on a 3 o'clock position. And then I'm going to slowly rotate to clockwise position. Here we go.
You have turned the doorknob. You must now open the door to the right.
All right, we have now opened the door lock, and now we're going to open the door. I'm going to the right, so we have to do a three fingers from the left side to the right side.
Success. You emerge into the bright sunshine, having found the tome which will guide you upon the rest of your future journey. Congratulations. You have learned many new gestures on your way here. Tap the next button to go to the next screen.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all the lesson for this tutorial. I'm going to show you what's left here as I go to the top right-hand corner for the next button.
Next button.
Single finger double tap on this.
Voice over gestures in this tutorial.
All right. And basically what this page and this lesson will do, it will go over everything you just learned within tutorial number 2. This is a great, really long explanations of the gestures that you just learned and why, in a realistic world, why you would be using those gestures in an everyday situation on your device. It is a very long, lengthy one, but it's well worth listening to the whole thing. But we're going to skip this, so I'm going to save that part for you to listen on your own. So once you listen to that whole part there of the review of the tutorial number 2, at the top right-hand corner is your next button.
Next button.
And when I double tap on this,
go to the next screen.
It's going to go over.
We thank you for completing the first two chapters of the Looktel voiceover tutorial. If you would like to restart the tutorial, tap the restart button. Please try these other Looktel apps.
And basically, in a small summary, you have just accomplished lesson, tutorial number 2, actually. And you can just read all the different apps that Looktel has to provide for you to download and purchase. I recommend you going through each one of those and look at it. There are different podcasts. You can listen to these Looktel's application on applevis.com. So I highly recommend you come into applevis.com and search for those podcasts so you can hear for yourself what the other products that the Looktel offers. It also has some at the bottom, some credits and things that you may want to note, such as their website and where to find their website and the people behind that made this wonderful tutorial what it is. So at the top right hand corner of this area is the restart button. And that is where I'm going to end it, because when you double tap on the restart button, what that basically does, it takes you to a new screen that is going to give you to the screen that we were just at, that where I began with the tutorial, the app itself and the tutorial, where it says, do you want to do lesson one number over, or you can do lesson number two over. So that's basically what the restart button does. So that's pretty much the cast itself, and I hope what I achieve out of this, that you have learned quite a bit from this cast and how to use the tutorial itself. It is very basic, but it is great for the newbies out there, like I said in the beginning of the cast. So if you're a teacher or family or friends that do have a friend that just got their device, you know what to do. Give them this great app, and so they can start beginning their new gestures and learning with their new device. It is a free app once again. My name is Anonymouse, and if you have any questions, you can email me at anonymouse@themickeyhouse.com, or you can follow me at thomas_domville. I'd be glad to follow you back, and we can chat from there as well. Well, I hope you enjoyed the cast, and I will talk to you again later, and we'll just see you again. God bless and goodbye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.